This introduction is going to take a while, so if you're listening to it, be sure you have your shorthand machine and maybe use this as a warm-up. Welcome to Jury-Built Dictation. I commend the ASRA for providing its membership with a method to enhance your shorthand skills. At the same time, I thank everyone for giving me and Marge the opportunity to play a role in your continued development. The dictation material used in the jury charge and Q&A practice sessions was mainly provided by working court reporters, and I thank you for that. For the literary selections, I used some material I had on hand as well as the internet a bit for one essay I wrote entitled Oil of Avatar. Considering the number of times you will likely be writing each selection, I tried my best to pick a wide range of material that was both interesting and informative. All the selections have been edited and accurately counted using advanced software called Syllables and meets NCRA standards wherein 1.4 syllables equals one word. In spite of that, you will find varying degrees of intensity and unique challenges with most selections, ranging from easy phrasing to hard vocabulary as well as very short testimony that will really make you scramble. It's important that you understand at the outset that although the selections are accurately dictated at comparable speeds, there will be some that are definitely designed more for vocabulary development and phonetic writing than speed building. In other words, it will be exceedingly challenging to see the same results at the same high speeds for all the selections. For general information, depending on the content and degree of difficulty of the material, most practice sessions will have 5 1-minute segments consecutively dictated at 3 incremental speeds for a total of 15 segments. The recording will end after each segment, giving you the opportunity to continue writing what you have retained, as well as enable you to review your real-time and make dictionary updates before challenging the next incremental speed of the same dictation material. By systematically working through the selection in this fashion, you will be in a prime position to challenge and pass the 5-minute test of this practice material. Once you are satisfied with the results on that test, you can then challenge the additional unfamiliar 5-minute test with related terminology. It is this second selection that will be a true reflection of your abilities, and I would encourage you to mark it by listening to the dictation as you review your real-time to analyze your writing as well as ensure you have not dropped any significant portions. Once you have written this unfamiliar test a few times, it then becomes increasingly familiar and is not as effective in determining true progress. However, even though it is not broken down into 1-minute segments, it certainly becomes excellent practice material which you are at liberty to pause and replay at any point. In addition, you should be able to manipulate the speeds of any of the dictation by 10 or 20% without serious distortion by using something like Windows Media Player. For example, if you have a 200 word per minute selection and decrease it by 10%, it becomes a 180 word per minute selection. Bump it up 10%, it now becomes 220. If you have a 225 selection and you increase it by 15%, it becomes 260 words per minute. I know that's real fast, but reporters who wish to challenge the RMR will have to practice at that speed and higher. Bump up a 250 word per minute selection 10% and it becomes 275. At 20%, it's 300 words per minute. One thing you will notice fairly quickly once you start practicing is that the 1-minute selections will usually be much, much longer than 1 minute, and the 5-minute tests will also be much, much longer than 5 minutes. I have done this deliberately to incorporate as much of the raw material provided as possible. Further, regardless of the speed you choose to play a selection, you will always be over the minimum time. Now let me explain by way of example. If a test was dictated at 200 words per minute for exactly 5 minutes as per NCRA requirements, and you decide to notch up the speed by, say, 20%, making it a 240 word per minute test, it would only be 4 minutes long. I think building stamina is an important component of speed building, so I opted to extend the amount of dictation materials so you can take comfort in knowing that regardless of the speed you select, it will usually still be well over 5 minutes long. If a precise duration is important, I would encourage you to put a clock onto your computer desktop that you can see at a glance, making a mental note of your start and end times. Good luck in your progress. I am looking forward to your feedback and seeing you at the next ASRA Speed Contest. Over and out.